www.forgetthatyo.com. FOGETDATYO. Anything you want to know about us, you can find us on that site. Twitter at Forget That Yo. Instagram at Forget That Yo. Facebook like page, Forget That Yo. Who number one? Yo, on this episode, we just talking. No introductions, nothing. I push record when people start calling in, and you just listen. And we out, chill.
I thought a mother's kind of love was supposed to be from heaven above. The day you left this world, much to my surprise, the love I wanted from you inside, you denied, and you're the reason why I dedicate my life. I deserve.
Man, hold up. What is this? Mama D. Mama, forget that, yo, man.
A little mama needs. Oh,
these are mouth drops. Yo, cut this off, man. Let's get on with the show. Forget That Yo Talk.
Now, we gotta lay cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one?
Forget That Yo.
Got pulled over.
For what?
My tags is expired.
God damn it, boy.
I don't even think he seen my tags, man.
You're just driving while black.
I think he got lucky.
He pulled you over anyway, and it just so happened to be something wrong.
Yeah.
He tags?
Was, one, he was too far away from me.
Yeah.
He was on the other side of the lane. I was, when the car in front of him was one of them slow cars, when the light turned green, it just sits there, not paying attention. So, I'm on the other lane, so I pull out. I'm gone. So he way behind me. And then, the light was turning, yellow, and I was already had some speed on me, so I just kept going. I mean, he speeds through the light. He speeds through the red. I should have gave him a ticket.
Hell nah.
And then he was like, he's walking up to the car. And I was like, man, I'm going to put my hands on the hood.
Just put my shit up in the air.
I put my hands on the hood. And I stuck my foot out the window. Like, and I ain't got nothing. I ain't got no shoe gun, nothing. And then he walked up and he was like, license and registration? So I gave him a license. But, man, I had no idea what that registration was.
Hey, does anybody know what that shit is at?
Man, every time I take my car to the shop, I keep all the paperwork. So I just opened the glove box and about 600 papers came pouring out. So I'm just sitting there going through each one. And he was like, you know what? Never mind. But he gave me a warning.
Oh, well, shit. That's...
I never remember to do that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, nigga, why is your license expired?
Not my license, my tag.
I'm saying, why is your license plates expired?
I always forget every year. Then I'm like, next year I'm going to do a 2-year.
Yep.
And I look at it, and I'm like, man, $116?
Yeah, I don't know about this 2-year shit, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to just do that one again. Did you know you can do everything online, though?
Yeah, well, in some states you can.
Oh. I was so mad when I found that out.
Yeah, like we don't go to places anymore. It's everything you do online now. I got a vasectomy online.
Stupid. Why that place so packed? I don't think nobody knows.
I don't know. You know, I guess it got to be like a certain thing you got to go. You got to have to do it online.
Man, they had hella options.
For real?
Yeah, like tags, license, transferring to another state. And that mug's still back to back.
Yeah.
I think I got in free. I think I got my last when I transferred to Florida. I think it was free. Because the lady was so mad. She said it was $500. But she was so mad with everybody else, and I made her laugh. I think she just slid me in there for the free. Yep. For that free. You ain't in no fantasy football leagues.
Nah, I don't do that. I like girls.
Oh, so if you play fantasy football, you don't get no girls?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because I know a lot of people with babies and wives that play fantasy football.
I mean, that's just my opinion.
That's weird. Okay.
Or it could be that I just don't understand it and never try to.
Oh, know, that's so. That's a more reasonable answer. This dude sending me free plays. I should have tried a few.
Did you like the ice bucket challenge?
Man, that one was too funny. I was cracking up.
See, I was like, you know, they kept calling me out, man. I was like, fuck. I was going to do just have little mama sprinkle some water in my face and then just lose my mind. But I was like, nah, that shit would be corny and shit.
Exactly, corny.
So I was like, yo, just let me. I seen them stickers, man. I was like, yo, I got it, man. And just did that shit. I was going to do it outside, but we got back so late.
I just did that would have been funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, this dude, what are you? I didn't know what you was finna do. I'm like, what is he doing?
Think of what? I don't know what that is, but it sounds delicious.
Baked chicken.
Yeah.
Since I had to stop eating out, I had to start actually cooking stuff.
And the first thing, just like a nigga, the first thing you cook is chicken.
Cause they ain't got no carbs. I pulled the skin off.
Yeah. Why you stop eating out?
Cause man, you can't keep eating that stuff, man.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. That's a. I didn't give my family $100 limit.
For a week?
No, for 2 weeks.
Oh. That's okay. Still a lot. Eating out, $100 limit?
For three people?
Dollar menu. That's $5 a day.
No, but see, we don't do that. You know what I'm saying? We go to like the Cheesecake Factory and TGI Fridays.
Wait a minute, you're in this too?
Yeah.
Well, if I was in your family, I'd be a little prick. And I'd be like, hey, Mom, if we just do this dollar menu, let me see with three people, that's about 20. Oh, that's only, dang.
See what I'm saying? It's 5 times in 2 weeks. That's if you, you know what I'm saying, just go to like a fast food restaurant, you know what I'm saying? But when we go out to eat, man, you know what I'm saying, Cheesecake Factory is like $80, $90 every time.
Oh, we ain't going there. We going to them little burrito huts. <Yeah.
laughs> Taco Bell dollar menu, dog. Get there. Hey, man, have you looked at the dollar menu at Taco Bell?
Yeah.
They got two things with meat. You motherfuckers.
Two?
Yo, it's just like the mini quesadilla.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with steak or chicken, so that's basically one thing. And then they got like another burrito that you can get like beef in, and that's it. Everything else is just like beans and potatoes and shit.
Mm. Beans and potatoes for real?
Yep. Man, you should have seen the travesty that is the New York State Fair, dog.
Man, that looked like glory to me.
Yeah, they had fried, deep fried Oreos, man. The jumbo corn dogs and shit.
Man, that's why I don't go to fairs, because all that I would have had to eat.
Yo, we went to the dinosaur barbecue place, man. It's supposed to be the biggest thing in Syracuse, man. It was swinging a miss, dog. Nigga, how you fuck up a hot dog?
What, they burned it or something?
It just smelled funny and tasted funny. I was like, yo, nigga, wifey was mad, son. I was like, damn. Cause, yo, you know, I got that turkey sausage smothered in onions and peppers and shit. And then I got a Philly wrap. Man, the steak was bland as shit, man. I was like, yo, I was highly upset, man. I should have just got some old crazy food. They had them turkey legs. Them motherfuckers look good.
I can't believe you didn't get the fried chicken donut.
Man, I'm not, yo, I didn't want to die, man. Straight up, dog. That's like a heart attack waiting to happen, son. I had to take a picture of that shit, though. Like, yo, these niggas is really up here getting it, man. And I noticed the theme of the fair. All the people running booths and shit is white. All the people on cleanup is black. I was like, it's a bitch.
Dang, man. I would have got, let me get two out of chicken fried donuts.
Why?
Hold up, let me get two and one to go.
Hey, yo, you know what? I'm mad that somebody seen that, too. Because I was taking a picture of the donut burger. And when she was like, yo, does that say a chicken fried donut? I didn't even see that, man.
Yeah, I didn't either. I'm already four donut burgers in. This ain't nothing. And then when she said that chicken, I was like, whoa, that is new.
Damn. Oh, man.
Oh, man, I was excited. I was too far away.
That nigga said it. Oh, that's a new. I want that. I likes it, and I want it.
The fried Oreos go hard.
Man, yo, you eat some weird shit, B.
Oh, man, that's so good.
Hello.
Come on, man. Where you at, man?
There's a lot of noise.
You don't sound the same.
You know what I try to do? I try to put like that foam thing over my mic, so try to like kill the ambient noise. Obviously, that's not working.
What happened to the mic we all had?
That what?
What happened to the mic that we all bought at the same time?
I still got it.
That's not it.
I still got it. I just gotta dust it off.
What, you across the room?
All right, look. How's that?
No, it sound like you. It sound like you don't have a mic plugged in.
You say like he just yelling at the computer.
Yeah. Nah, man, I need your cam on. I need to see you.
Sound like you doing surgery.
You're up to something. You pulling a Landry right now.
I got the camera on, fool. You see the mic?
Oh, you got that. Oh, okay. I thought you had this mic. And turn that camera off, nigga. Shave. Hey,
why is it so dark in there?
Are you gonna shave before you pick your setup or no?
Nah. Hell no. Nah. I'm trying to go to fucking. I'm trying to go to Saudi Arabia, fool.
Stupid.
Blend in, nigga.
You ain't going nowhere.
Get so blacklisted.
You stayed in Brooklyn?
No, I'm in Queens right now.
No, I mean, are you just going to stay, in Queens? You ain't going nowhere?
Cali, yeah, no. When, today?
No, like, moving.
I think in a month or two. Jersey.
To work out there?
Well, I already work out there. It's just so that...
Oh, you're going to move out there?
Yeah.
Nah, man, forget that.
Hey, man. I had
How the hell I'm going to be in New York if you go to Jersey?
Now I'm right over the water.
But it ain't the same, man. I used to walk
Yes, it is.
So I can still walk outside and be in the ambience?
Yes. Yes, oh, okay. Right over the water. Yeah, right there.
Wait, do I got to pay a toll to get over the water?
Of course. You ain't getting over the water without paying a toll. You could try swimming for it, but do you know how to swim? I know a lot of black people don't know how to swim, so.
Hey, man, we can race anytime you're ready.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You float?
Hey, turn that camera off, man.
See, where your camera, fool?
Tired of seeing you cheesing at me. Oh, man.
I got 10 minutes, dog.
10?
I got. I've been trying to. You know what I had to do? I had to delete the app on my desktop and then reinstall the whole thing.
Oh.
Yo.
What up, what?
What up, man?
Hey, what up, dog?
What up, man?
Too stupid, man.
Hey, I was talking to Landry the other day because his son's birthday was the other day as well. So I called him. And I told him I just started I started the Rogaine treatment. and then of course you came up, KD, about your hair loss and how it happened so quick.
Oh, that was a command decision. I wasn't about to be floating around with my hairline fading back like LeBron. I was like, nope.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Who so, how many
trips now? Hold up. Y'all giving me shit about eating last time. Who the hell eating now?
No, you was eating. Your girl was yelling at you in the background. You had a soccer match on. It was cop cars outside.
Hey, there's no stopping the cop cars. I'm sorry. I can't help that.
This dude had everything going on. So, what treatment are you in on your hair?
Well, it's a three-stage treatment right now. And basically, shake the bottle, spray the foam on your hand, and then rub it on your head.
So, you're in phase one?
That's stage three treatment.
Oh. So, have you seen any difference?
Nah, it takes about 4 to 9 months, I think.
God damn.
But you know... It don't bring hair, it just keeps the hair you got.
Exactly. Well,
it does bring a little bit.
It bring what happens is, like, say you got your little follicle.
Mm-hmm.
You have like 3 strands of hair in that one follicle. So if you get to it in time before all your hairs fall out for that follicle, then it'll start growing those strands back. You know what I'm see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how that works. We'll see.
You just gotta let it go, dog.
I try to convince myself that, but the other day, like one side of my hairline was like really going back now.
Mm-hmm.
And I got scared and I said, nope, I'm going to Rogaine.
Hey, your brother's got full head of hair, huh?
Yep. Everybody got full head of hair.
That's what I don't get.
I think it's actually the all the injections that we got when we were in the Air Force. That's my theory. All that anthrax and all that nonsense they were giving us.
Yeah, that could affect you because my brother's got afros and everything.
Still?
Yep.
I also remember when I was putting all that that Soul Glow shit in my hair and I was getting, like, I had waves and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that also contributed to that. It could be that. Who knows?
Oh, I didn't bring up all the time. I used to put an S curl in like once a week.
You see that?
And then yeah. You know how they say I leave it. I thought the longer you leave it in, the more curls you get. But my scalp was burning like, man, my scalp was burning.
Missed it that one time and came out with hair looking like James Brown.
Do you know who came to work one day like that?
Pruitt.
Pruitt, yeah. Good old Flandry.
Get your jokes out now. Get your jokes out.
He left that stuff in his head too long, and he straightened his hair out.
Damn.
And he showed up to work with straight hair.
I'm still mad at Law for packing all that afro in his cap. every night. This dude would gel his hair up to make it low enough to go under his hat and to not touch his ears.
And the sad part is, like, if you I don't even know how to explain it, but, like, if you divided his head into four pieces, they were all different level, like, height, different lengths of hair, because he had it padded down, so it was never even. It was hilarious. It was just
a shot. The funniest part used to be the weekends at the basketball court when people come in like, yo, how you got braids?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So is it getting cold in New York yet or no?
Man, a lot of people have been saying that we haven't even had summer. Because I don't even think we broke 100 degrees this year.
Yeah, not at all.
So, but it's been a nice week. This past week has been awesome. We've been in the high 80s, so.
Dang, y'all need to do something about Funk Flex, too.
What day?
I despise him so much. Do you really have to talk about him?
What about Angie Martinez?
That's my boo.
So you switched over to Power 2?
I try to catch her every now and then. Mm.
Yeah, y'all falling off, man. Young Thug and all them.
What the fuck, yo?
What is that?
What he call dude? His hubby?
His hubby?
Hubby, yeah.
I missed that. What happened?
What borough y'all call your boys your hubby?
I've never heard that.
Yo, like, yo, he got a list of shit he called them niggas, man. Like, yo, they have to be fucking B. He called them niggas lovers. My babies, my loves, my nigga. Like, yo, if a nigga call me bae or love, nigga, we gotta fight, son. Straight up.
Has he been in jail?
Probably. Yo, but like, he came out the other day with his girl. Like, yo, that's his baby mama or some shit, man. Like, nigga, I don't buy that shit.
That don't change anything. Yeah, them dudes. When they go to jail, you know what they doing to do. And
not everybody, man.
Hey, when they talking like that,
yeah,
straight up. That's my hubby.
Like, yo, like I'm fucked up that rich homie Quan was cool with it.
Like, he ain't respond back or nothing. Yeah, that's my dude. What?
No,
who? Raekwon.
No, hell no.
Oh,
rich homie Quan.
Oh, I've never heard these people. Where are they coming up with these names?
Man, I don't even fucking know.
So, speaking of jail, why is Felice Universal?
He didn't
made his way into my job now. I can't get away.
Yeah.
I was at work, and the other day, this dude was like, I work with, you know, different branches of service. So this dude in the Navy was like, yeah, I was on this ship one time, and there was this big, big black dude. He was like 6'4". 250 pounds. And he told me when I got on the ship that my nickname was gonna be Sweet Meat. And I was like, what? And I was like, you sound like, and before I could say Fleeced, he was like, yeah, it sounded like that dude Fleece Johnson. Ah, shit.
Yo, Fleece, you know, is everywhere.
Next thing you know, they was at on a computer looking at the video. Then they looked at the little Boondocks joint. So yeah. All week, all I've been hearing is, I like you, and I want you. You know, we can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way.
Man.
Choice is yours.
So they be raping people in the Navy?
For real, that's what it sounds like.
I didn't know how to respond to that one. I was like, that sounds like you was about to get your booty taken. Like,
well, y'all niggas is actually justifying rape.
Yeah, I had scared straight on the boat. Like, he was about to have you grabbing his belt loop.
Oh my god.
I remember this girl told me she's in the Navy, and she's like I think she was the only female or only one or two females on there. And I was like, man, I know she be, ooh.
Listen to the stories in the Navy though. Them dudes, they might be out there bad anyway, because they was like on a ship, like they got these certain traditions and stuff like that, where if you've been on a ship for so long and then you cross like the equator or some kind of zero line, that you have to what was it they were saying? So it was something weird. Like you had to run around in your drawers, you know, blindfolded and stuff.
And grab balls?
Something like that. I was like, what? What tradition is that?
Yo, my dude in the Navy, man, he said a dude tailgated him. On the ship, dog, and he stabbed him, dog.
Wait a minute, what's tailgated? Wait, he used to just everywhere he walked, he was up on his butt?
Yeah, he put his front on his back, basically. You know what I'm saying? And he stabbed him, son. Like, yo, I'm not with that.
Hey, would you for $100? All right, you had to do this for 1 week.
Oh my god!
For $100,000, like everywhere you walk, let's say you at the lunch line or anywhere, dude always ran right up on you, and everywhere you went, he was right up on you. He had to tailgate bumper you for a whole week for $100,000, and you couldn't act like it was weird.
Like only in line though.
And no, there's places you had to go. Like you had to go to the mall. You had to go to a restaurant and eat.
So, hold on a second. Every time I stop walking, this dude is slow grinding me, basically.
Yeah. And you had to act like it was normal, like nobody was there.
In public
for 1 week. Like, you had to go to the fair.
Yo, man, does he have an erection?
That screams prank all the way. Like, if somebody look over there, they're like, man, it's something. That's just too weird to be normal. You know what I mean? Like, they're doing that shit for a reason, so.
Yo, especially if you don't acknowledge it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly.
you're in the mall looking at some shoes. The dude is all up on your butt.
That man playing strip for you behind you.
Yeah. Yeah, but you said he's actually rubbing on you, too?
Let me see. Nah, he just all up close on you.
Oh, yeah, I can do that for $100,000.
Yeah. 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 I don't need him behind me.
What would you do if you do that for $100,000? What would you do for $150,000, huh?
For $150,000, you got to go to church the last day to a revival.
All right, this is going too far.
As long as it ain't excessive. Like, I don't want no dude behind me and he got, you know, his phone all out on the speakers playing Bump and Grind behind me.
I'm saying a Freak Me Baby and shit.
You fucking, I don't see nothing wrong.
And he whining behind me. Like.
And it's that dude, you know that Instagram video, the dude in his drawers?
Oh, nah, see, now nah, you take
go by the screen with the Superman drawers on?
Yeah, nah, see, now you
change. Oh, he skates by them?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, my God.
Are you taking shit too far? I don't even know who's drawers. This ain't two clones video.
I don't be an African in roller skates.
So, J-Bos, how is no internet life?
I'm always on the internet, bo. What are you talking about?
No session, no social network life. No Facebook.
Oh, hey, man.
No Twitter.
Hey, when you have to focus on getting things done, that's the only way you can do it. Staying off social media.
So your life was just a shambles when you was on socials?
Of course. Absolutely. There's nothing but trouble on there, man.
So do you feel free?
Do
you feel in the news?
No, I don't. Unfortunately. Because if I did, I would know what was his name? Young Thug?
Young Thuggy.
Yeah, I'm not up on the game like that.
Young Thuggy, and he carries a Snuggie.
Hey, but thanks to you on Instagram, I know what's going on with 50 and Mayweather. That's some good stuff there.
I guess what I just found out this week. I could have been going to all the Mayweather fights free.
How?
My homegirl get the tickets because she work in Vegas. She's like one of the high ups in the... Hey, Ramos, you remember we got that hotel in Vegas for the low, that suite?
But I don't even remember what hotel that was, though.
Her, she, get, they give her those tickets.
How you not answer the question at all?
Because if you don't even remember the hotel, like, okay, anyway.
I don't even remember the hotel. He said her.
Oh, yeah, her.
Yeah, she, because I told her I was coming out there. She was like, yeah, you want to go to the fight? I was like, dang, we ain't going to be there. We're going to be in San Diego.
You going to San Diego?
Yeah.
You going to catch
you, you flew out there, didn't you?
Huh? Yeah, I went out there.
Did you go to, like, any restaurants or anything I need to know about?
Nah, I just went by the boardwalk. Because I don't know how they, I didn't exactly go downtown where, like, you know, the nightlife is at.
Yeah.
But I went to the beaches and stuff, where the beaches are at.
Yo, why you got a TV on 99? That boy,
ooh,
Ray, that boy Ray was out of control.
Man, that's not me, fool.
Who is it? That's you, dog.
Yeah. Hey.
This dude.
I got CB radio in the background. He listened to the Cops.
I wonder how he gonna watch football. His girl gonna smack him up. She was on.
Yo.
She was on Instagram going off on football.
Yo, man. Can we talk about the video that he did?
Oh, yeah. The
gave his girl the people's elbow.
I actually thought about doing that again recently, too. But...
All right, well, she stabbed you.
Hey, man.
We're going to be this, like, we understand.
See, this is how I figure, this is how I do things now. You know, because you know us males, you know, these days in this generation, we're not allowed to hit women and get away with it, right?
And hold on, so, these are not the views. I forget that, yo.
What? I'm just saying, I can't, you know, we can't physically hit a woman, right?
All
right. So how else can we get back at them at the same time releasing some frustration? And that's my way of getting back at her.
That's domestic violence.
Possibly killing her.
This dude came off the dresser.
Actually, the window. The window.
No, that doesn't make it better.
It's much lower. It's actually a little lower.
If I can bring science to do it.
If I could jump higher, then I'll try the dresser, but
oh, man.
She folded up like a lawn chair.
I really did hurt her, though. She really was hurt. It wasn't my intention, but that's just the way it worked out. So.
Oh, man.
She had that gut punch gas where all the air just leave out.
So how are you going to watch football, man? Because she hates football.
The NFL mobile app.
The NFL mobile. This is stupid.
Yeah, what you doing on your phone? Why are you always on your phone? That's what I'm gonna get next.
He in the bathroom for 6 hours.
Oh man, dude, killing me. Man, what else went down, man?
I had something. Where that shit was at?
I had something crazy. I be taking snapshots now.
Snapshots of people or?
No, like when I scroll down Facebook and see something totally out of control.
Oh, okay.
Like if I ain't by nowhere to send it to myself, I just snapshot it. Oh, did y'all see those the college game day signs?
No, they be some good ones though. What was more recent?
They was going a little too far this year. They had for the Florida State game. Somebody had one that said, "We gonna put y'all on the trail of tears" or something like that. And this is a huge sign. Then they had like a "Don't put your hands up, don't shoot," the Jameson quarterback, and put "Don't have them read either" or something.
Oh man!
But they got most of them pulled.
I don't get it.
Dang, he really out the loop, man.
He's having a read off.
Then they had the other one they had. It was ESPN, but it was penis. For Yeah, it had penis, but it was hard. Like, that one, they didn't remove it because you know how the ESPN letters are?
Yeah.
They had the letters wrote like that, so it looked like it was just saying ESPN, ESPN, ESPN. Like, if you really weren't paying attention.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was like a subliminal type thing?
Well, it was like, it had ESPN, but it was formed in penis. Because every word of ESPN makes penis, so it had it in different spots.
Minus the I.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, check it out. It's pretty dope.
They need to have a read-off between Jameis Winston and Floyd Mayweather.
I think Jameis Winston will win.
Hell nah. Yo, y'all see that shit with Marlon Wayans?
What'd he do?
A dude is suing him because he said he looked like Cleveland Brown.
Wait a minute. The dude he said looked like Cleveland Brown is suing him?
Yeah.
But he said this on Twitter?
It was on, I got it off of TMZ. Yo, but for real talk, yo, the nigga looked like Cleveland Brown, son.
I gotta go check this out.
He really, really does.
Says man looks like.
His name is Pierre Daniel.
Pierre Daniel.
Oh, he do look just like Cleveland Brown, man. You can't sue if you a twin of the dude.
Yo, what he say it do to him, man? He say the comparison seriously injured him by causing shock, pain, discomfort, and or anxiety, and as a result, he can no longer work as an actor.
What?
Wait a second. Wait a second. This one says accused of racial discrimination.
Yeah, that's what he said. You know, the picture was racial.
Yo, Ramo's got a dip.
Dip a dip.
So we'll holler at you, cuz. All
right, fam. All
right, guys.
I hold it down.
All right, later.
Late. So now anybody call me something, I could just...
Sue him.
Sue him? That's what we're doing? I mean, dude did win because of the hot coffee.
Yeah. You can sue everybody for anything now. Yo, man, stop looking at that dude. Smoking like Cleveland Brown, man.
Yo, he, all right, he bought this on himself because, okay, Marlon Wayans said it, right? Mm. It would have died out. But now him putting it in the news.
Now you getting it.
Everybody who see him, dog, because I know if I see him, Cleveland Brown.
Yeah. Hey, your name is Cleveland Brown and you are proud to be. Right back in your home.
Wait a second. This just gets even worse reading about it. The dude worked for
Haunted House 2 and shit.
Yeah.
In the movie.
He said he was, throughout his employment, subjected to offensive and derogatory language regarding his race, national origin by the producer of the film. Defendant Wayans repeatedly referred to him as nigga, a derogatory term and racial slur used to refer to African Americans.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, man.
The documents also allege that Daniel was mocked for having an afro, was repeatedly referred to as Cleveland Brown, and subjected to eye rolling and staring from Wayans. Really, dude?
Yo, you this look like Cleveland Brown.
That's wait a dude. Minute.
Why the picture he got on a tan t-shirt, too?
For real, right? You look like Cleveland Brown, dog. Like, yo, there's no getting past that, man. I mean, I can say if he said something that wasn't true, dog. You look like Cleveland Brown, man.
He wants 80. Hold on. How much does he want? Because they're saying U.S. Courts have awarded as much as $86 million in discrimination suits. I want to see how much he want.
I don't. Oh, he said he was essentially cyberbullying him. You motherfucker.
You. Oh, my God. Nah, you a black dude getting called nigga and told you look like Cleveland Brown and you gonna sue.
Yo, you gotta, hey, I guess you gotta come up any way you can, dog. Fuck it. You know what? I'm suing PJ.
I'm about to sue. Forget that, yo.
Yo, we do be slandering this shit.
I'm suing the show that I'm on.
It's all love, though.
Next black person to call me the N-word, I'm suing. I ain't playing. If this dude win, it's on.
Yeah, for real, dog. It's going down, son.
Yeah, you're about to be a lot more peaceful place.
Really? Language gonna clean up, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's gonna be positive.
What if everybody starts suing their family members and everything?
Stone missed the show this week. Peace out to your brother. Hope you're doing well. Peace and blessings.
Suing your ass. You not being here messed up the flow of the show. Distraught. You got distraught. To get sued.
Yeah, check this out though.
Labeling her the most unrhythmic white woman, he wasn't expecting such an outcry.
Talking about Taylor Swift?
No, Marlon Wayans. Marlon Wayans called the lady unrhythmic, the most unrhythmic white woman he's ever seen. And they labeled him a racist for that.
Was she white?
Yeah.
Did she have
no rhythm? All he said is she was white with no rhythm. How's that racial slur?
Man, come on, man. They've been saying that for years.
And guess what this chick on Twitter said? Ha, can't imagine if it was the other way around. Double standard.
What?
So if you say I'm black and I can't dance, that's racist now?
Come on, man. It's just getting bad.
It's getting bad. I can't do it anymore. I was looking up that Mars trip. They want a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, speaking of unrhythmic white women.
It's KD.
Oh. When did it become the new thing to be built like a piece of plywood and it be sexy?
Yo, you know what?
Wait, y'all talking about Anjigana Gaganga?
Who?
That singer, Anjigana Gaganga.
What?
What's her name?
You talking about Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa. Is that what y'all talking about?
Say that again, sir.
Hey, man, same, but different.
That sounded like an African disease.
For real, son. Like, yo, that was the worst pronunciation of shit I've ever heard. Damn.
Man, y'all, it was close enough to get it, man.
No. But continue. Go
Nacho
ahead.
Del Grande, whatever her name was.
She looked like a 4x4 in a sparkle dress. I was like, what?
4x4.
Look, all right, her, Taylor Swift. Who else? Like, yo, it's bad when you don't have no back. Okay, but if you ain't got no front either, like, yo, you just 6 o'clock, man, just straight up and straight down.
Dude, she look like she's 21 and she look like she 12.
Hell yeah, man. That shit is bad, dog. Hey,
Big Sean can't drop no raps.
Yeah, nah.
That's a bad chick.
How you gonna be with this chick and you made a song called Ass?
Yeah, you're fired.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Yo, but that shit started in the 70s, me. Like, in the 70s, it was real cool to date them thin chicks. And now, you know, it's everything come back around, man, so... That's just what it's going to.
Did y'all see the meme on Twitter? And it said, this is Big Sean having sex with Nacho Del Grande.
That one was good. That was good. I like that one.
It was a picture of a train. It was a picture of a train going through a tunnel and busting through it.
Oh, damn.
It was a Nacho Del Grande.
That was a good one, yo.
We got another name I can't
pronounce.
You know what? I'm not even gonna try this one because y'all play too much. What's the Chris Brown lady name, girlfriend name?
Kariuchi Tran. Kariuchi.
Karate, man. She got up there.
Yo, Charlamagne the guy, man, called her Kunta Kung Fu.
Oh, man. Why they name that girl that?
I heard, what was it? Rancho Cucamonga?
You know, somebody had the nerve to tell me. She's Asian. Shit. Name one Asian that names like that.
For real, man.
I ain't never heard of that.
Kakarachi.
Took the motherfucker killers.
Yo, but yo, we got to get into that, though.
That slander.
Ark shit.
Yo, why is that cool to do that on TV, man? When did kids become on limits?
It, for real, like that. Yo, who do you blame, though?
I gotta blame the writers more.
Say it's more on the writers, but it's also you gotta put a little bit on her because you know they rehearse shit, and you have the power to say, "Hey, man,
I'm not saying that."
You know what I'm saying? But it's also she's trying to get a job.
Yeah, it's like, dang, it's like this could hurt me, but if they don't react crazy, I'll have a job. But if I say I don't want to do it, I won't have a job, and who else gonna hire me?
Yo, First off, she should have looked at her audience. You talking about Blue, and do you know how strong Beyonce followers is?
Real, man. Yo,
I'd have been like, negative, Ghost Rider. Nope.
I talk about God's granddaughter, son. if Beyonce really called the show and blacked out on him, like they're reporting that happened. If that really happened, son, just think about how much power she has. Because a lot of people got fired, B.
Dang. You know they were salty, though, because she didn't show up to the...
Yeah, and that's how she looked at it. Like, she only gave them, like 3 minutes of a performance or some shit.
On video.
Yeah. And then they, you know what I'm saying, she put all the way out for MTV.
Brought the whole camp, had Blue in the audience dancing.
But you know what? I don't blame her because, like I said, I boycott BET. BET is just trash. There's nothing positive about being associated with it. Like when Omarion was like, "I got, you know, 3 BET awards." So,
nigga, so why?
So do I.
Yo, but check this out though, right? Them writers, man, they selfish. Okay. Y'all know Bow Wow need that show. Yo, Bow Wow need it. And y'all done fucked up and got the show canceled for a week, man. What Bow Wow gonna do?
Remember when fish was Bow Wow's favorite dish?
Yep.
I wonder if it still is. Anybody know?
I don't know how that just happened. But they selfish, man. They didn't have Bow Wow's best interest in it.
Chad Moss.
Yeah, nigga, you always gonna be Bow Wow.
I know.
All right. Well, would y'all have said that line?
Dude,
like, no. If you was in her predicament, like, you didn't have nothing. No, only thing you know in this for is a jump off. Somebody famous.
Charlamagne said she's a Chris Brown's concubine.
Because come on, this is even happening at work where you had to give a say something you didn't want to say or agree with something you didn't want to.
Yeah. Yo, but you gotta think about that though, man. Like, man, this is social media era, man. They gonna kill you. They gonna kill you, man.
See, especially, but I don't
had like 3 strikes against her going in. I mean, your name is fucked up beyond all measure. I don't know how to say it.
And you're built like Nacho Belgrande too.
Rake roof.
You've seen this Chris Brown jump off, especially with him going to jail, coming back fat.
Coming back fat.
You know, all the shit with Rihanna and all that stuff. And yeah, just so back,
you already got into it with Rihanna.
So you're already on the sidelines with that. You know, he putting you out back. What show was she on? I'm thinking the other one. That's Joe Budden's jump off.
Yeah, Tahiri shit.
Yeah. But then, 3, you know, you go on TV and then you say that stuff.
About God's granddaughter? Nigga, no. You don't do that.
You should have looked at that prompt and been like,
Yo, like, nobody, they just don't get it, man. Being famous is not everything, son. Like, you can't come on here and say some old foul shit and think it's just going to be cool because, hey, it's a joke and I'm going to be on TV. Nah, man, this shit don't work like that. And, yo, she found out the hard way, B.
But she didn't get fired, though.
She never got hired off of that shit. Yo, this was your interview and you tanked it, straight up.
But how did she do? How did she do during the show?
I don't know. That's the only part about the show I know.
Oh.
I remember when 106 Apart used to be that lit. Now it was that shit still come on?
For real. Like, I didn't even know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you remember the Free and AJ days?
Yeah.
like when everybody, hey man, 106 Apart about to come on, I
got
to
go. Freestyle Friday.
You know what I'm saying? Man, that shit just took a terrible turn.
That mug hit the dumps quick.
It's actually, dump. I only tuned in on Freestyle Friday.
That was the only reason to watch.
Yeah. Is it because of the music though?
It's everything. BET is just trash. There's not one quality product on BET.
Remember Teen Summit, man?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Teen Summit was dope. Yeah. Even though I used to cube and be it when I was little.
Yo, when they get to talking and shit, come on.
I used to watch it. I used to watch it for Ananda.
Yeah, Ananda Lewis.
What happened to her?
Mm-hmm. Yo, a lot of people got famous over Teen Summit, too.
Who else is on there?
Mos Def?
No, he was not.
Yeah, he was Dante. Dante on the streets or some shit like that.
Well, let me look up this. Teen Summit cast. What happened to Hits from the Street? He was out of control.
Out of control.
He was the man. He was the last pioneer.
Thing I seen him in was How High, and then after that,
He got blackballed from Hollywood because he didn't do a blood sacrifice, probably.
Yo, he got married to an African chick or some shit.
And he moved over there?
I don't know. I don't know what that nigga doing.
Remember the way they killed him? You couldn't do that today.
Killed who?
Remember how the last show they had it where he got hit by a car?
Oh, no. Nah,
and it had the funeral on it. You didn't see that?
Nah, I didn't see that either.
No, I didn't know if it was real or fake. Like, all right, he was doing his stupid stuff like he do normally. And then, like, they was doing some kind of prank. And he, like, was trying to grab onto a car and fell off and got ran over. And the people were screaming and crying. They called an ambulance, everything. Dog, you didn't know if it was real or fake. Like, we was confused.
Hell no.
And then they showed the funeral, and that was the end. It was like, Hits is no longer with us. And that was the last we seen of him. I'm like, wait a minute.
This nigga died for real?
Yeah, I was like,
and I watched it? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Like, what kind of joke is that? I don't see your boy on here nowhere. I see Ananda Lewis.
Yo, he was on that, B.
Don Champion, Lisa Johnson, Darrell Rose, Ademu, Cinque Glendy, DeJore, Jay Cooper, DJ Coco Chanel. I don't remember her. Ademu, and that's it. That was the cast. Man, Stone be over here making up stuff, man.
Oh, my God. He was on there.
Yeah, man, I remember Tupac. He was on there, man. He was. He was the best debater, remember?
Oh, man. What about your boy Usher and his headbutt, shoulder shrug?
Yeah, what was ass I think he hell. Was just trying to grab the booty, but he had to like, think of a slick way to do it.
That mess was so funny.
Yo, what was that, B?
I'm like, did you go on a rehearsal plan of that?
Was that the MTV Awards?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That I
missed all that.
I got so much. It was so much wrong with that fucking show, B.
Yeah, it was
really bad.
So what was the most controversial thing that happened there?
Riff Raff.
They should let him perform.
Nah, man, yo. Nacho Belgrande hit him with the forget that, yo, son.
No, they was throwing him the whole time over there. Because that dude, who was it, Katy Perry? And that dude, Sam Smith?
Yeah.
You got to see the video where they was trolling the whole time. Like, there was one shot with, what's the chick, Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
She was sitting on, like, the stage crying about something. And they just gave her, like, the ill side eye, like, bitch, what you crying for?
Wait, she was crying for real?
Yeah.
All right, well, the reason she was crying because she won the award, but she had a homeless kid from L.A. go up there and accept it for her. And he was giving a little speech about being homeless and how nobody cares and shit.
Wait a minute. They just grabbed a homeless kid, put him on a show, and then they just let him go. Like, all right, man, you back in the street.
Yeah. Oh, but here's the thing, right? Did you invite the homeless dude hoping you would win? Or did you? Because the homeless dude had a whole little speech written out and everything. So did you know you was going to win this award? And just
he had to.
You know what I'm saying? Just going to plan to send a homeless kid up there?
You don't bring no homeless dude into the MTV Awards.
Did they roll around in a limousine looking for just, oh, there goes one.
There goes one. And he has a nice suit on. Get him in here. Yo, that but
don't
your
make
boy,
no sense.
Your boy Riff Raff, right? Why you know how to get out the Lambo, son?
Nah, because he a boss, man.
No. No. And he had on a Canadian tuxedo, dog. He had a full-out jean suit.
He looked like Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. Y'all gonna chill with the homie Riff.
No,
dog.
Man. Nacho Bel Grande hit him with the forget that yo so hard, my nigga, that he stopped putting his hand out for people to shake it. He just gave up.
Wait, he was with Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Because they got a song together.
He winning, man.
No, he's not, man.
He with Katy Perry, man.
She showed him no love after the interview, son.
Katy Perry is the Snow White of white women.
Yeah.
She's trolling black folks, too.
And she's hanging out with a bad crowd, bro.
Did y'all see the video of the dude chilling by the Lambo? And when females walk by, he'd be like, hey, I'm new to town. I'm trying to get something to eat. Do you know any places? And they'd be like, yeah, if you touch. He'd be like, well, can you take me? And they'd be like, sure. So he starts walking around to the driver door. And then when they try to open the door, he goes, no, not that one. And he points to the neon behind it. Them girls like, nope, I got to go. He got one chick to get in.
Yo, that's like, is that the same dude that was like, yo, you ain't even got to say nothing in the Lambo to pull a chick?
Oh, I see. Nah, this is a different one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my bad. He didn't have a... He had a Bugatti.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Okay, I seen him sitting on that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm like, yo, I'd be so mad she was just sitting... Nope.
I'm willing to help when I got a Bugatti. You find out I got this neon.
Shade.
He was like, nah, not that one. Just car right here.
Oh, man.
That's like that Ludacris skit on his first album back for the first time.
Yeah.
When he was like, yo, so you got this big ass house, you got that mansion, you see that Ferrari in the yard. Yeah, it's the house next to it.
Yeah, you said, hey, the doorbell don't work, so you have to knock on the window. Hell yeah. Oh, man, speaking of that, yo, wall sliding, right? Yo, I got hit with the only wall slide this morning, son. By my daughter, B. She like, yo, she hungry. I'm like, yo, go cook you something, right? So she go cook some sausage. Now she got like 8 pieces of sausage in a little bitty pan. Like, baby, come on, right? So I'm moving the sausage around so it can all cook evenly and shit, right? Turn around, dog, she in the living room sitting down.
Got him.
Yo, she smooth. Like, yo, she smooth LeBron her way out of the situation, dog. She just backed up.
And just took,
I was like, yo, that was a good one. That was a good one, dog. You got me.
Now you over there teaching. All right, now when you do this, turn around. Whoa.
Now you're grounded.
What if she would have came and just slammed some eggs next to you and walked off?
Like, hey, yo, since you went in here, go ahead and get all this, too.
Wait, did she have any other thing besides me?
Nah, she had just started with the sausage.
But was she going to cook something else?
Yeah, like some eggs and some other shit.
I remember my grandpa came in and caught Jose. This fool had a pan of bacon. My grandpa came in there. He didn't even care. We was in there just cooking. He looking around like, uh-uh. So y'all just got a pan of bacon? Ain't no... Y'all got to cook a full meal. He just opened the refrigerator, started bringing out. I'm like, whoa. We got to cook all this.
And
eggs, hash browns, potatoes, put the peeler out. Like, no, you, this is going too far. We just want that bacon.
You know, y'all had to cook all the bacon.
Man, that Jose was wilding, man. I used to just have all kind of people to stay at my crib. Grandpa come over there like,
who is this?
He just look and just say, hey, and just keep it moving.
I gotta feed another one.
I remember one time he came up front, and Jakrisha, I don't think, did you know Jakrisha?
Mm-mm.
She was in my kitchen, and she, I don't know what she was doing, getting some milk or something. Grandpa came in there, she was in her pajamas. She was like, hey, Grandpa.
Wow.
He looked, he was like, hey, he just kept it moving. I'm like, wait, you can't just... You ain't gonna ask me, do I know these people?
Yo, no questions or nothing, yo. You
no questions. Just people in the kitchen and everything.
Yo, he went in that back room like, did they have another one? Did I miss one?
Ended in Tyro the way.
So did any of y'all do the ice bucket challenge?
Oh, you ain't been on the book?
What?
Go to Facebook right now and go on my page, man.
You didn't see Stone's ice bucket challenge?
Nah, man. Bro, I've been jobbing. I was up for 8 hours.
Yo, KD, you been putting... How's the new job, KD?
Stop killing it, bro. And speaking of last week, I had a little talk with PJ. That shit.
That's me, PJ the snitch.
Like, man.
PJ made it just seem like I was like, forget that, yo. Nah, man. So I had to. The thing is that with all this stuff popping off with, you know, ISIS and all that stuff, my job is affected. So we like be on call and they be like, hey, bro, we need you in here. So Thursday, I went to the game with PJ, right? The Buccaneers game. Got home, was about to curl up in my bed, phone went off. Bring! We need you in here. Went into work, was at work till 7 o'clock in the morning, had homework to do. I was like, all right, let me get on my homework, because that was due yesterday by midnight. So I was jobbing, getting my homework done, got it done, was getting ready to lay down again. Bring!
Oh, that's fucked up.
So, yeah, it was a long day.
That's fucked up.
Let me see. All right, so I'm on the book. Let's see. Chris Ellis. Why? And is this
Who?
What? What's that in the background? Huh? Okay. It looked like you was wearing a cross colors jacket at first.
Somebody, if I was, send it to me.
All right, ice bucket challenge.
An ice bucket challenge. It's your boy Stone the Terrible. Let me see this.
The ice box challenge.
Hey! Don't worry about that.
So I gotta play it for the people.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Stone the Terrible from Forget That Yo Radio. Who number one? So I got called out on the ice bucket challenge by 4 people. I don't know why y'all want to see me wet, but anyway, yo, shout out to my man D-Lo. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is. Shout out to Lionel. Appreciate you listening to the show, man. Shout out to
my... Wait a minute. What was it? Lionel.
Why
you had to... Yo, shout out to Lionel. You know what I'm saying?
My brother from another Nate. Buy some bigger shirts. And shout out to No Tip from Time, man. Anton, I got you, dog. So, alright, let's get it.
It sound like chicken.
Forget that, yo. How your boy, man?
In the house.
Did you watch it, though? Did you watch it, Katie?
Let me see the last part of it.
Yeah, finish watching it.
He put the sticker up.
Oh, man.
Oh, he got stickers dumped on him. Okay. I was like, man, I heard that. I was like, I'm going to go ahead and QB this ice bucket challenge. Because I would have had to do it by myself. It would have been too much work.
Hell yeah.
I had to set up the camera. I had to pour the ice in the bucket, then dump it over my head. And all that. I was like, no.
He said that was too much work. I had to put the ice in a bucket, man. Pour it on my head.
Gotta buy the ice.
Now I'm wet.
Now I gotta go dry off.
I gotta dry off.
It's too much.
I gotta touch my camera wet. And... But man, y'all taking this ice bucket stuff. These bucket challenges too far.
I think this is the longest one, like the most outrageous thing I ever seen on the internet.
Yeah, and they flipping them though too. Have you seen what Matt Damon did?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, man.
He took dirty toilet water.
Whoa.
And dumped it on himself.
No, he didn't.
Bruh,
yeah,
look it up.
Did. Yeah, he did.
Why he do that?
It was for he called it the something bucket challenge for, and the way he, whatever he did, it was for
Like the clean water or some shit.
Yeah, for some country over in, I think I want to say Africa. Don't get me lying about what country it is, but he was doing it for a country that they don't have clean water. So that was his thing.
So he basically spit in y'all face talking about y'all they ain't got clean water, y'all over here wasting water.
Yeah.
You see a boy dump a bucket of bullets on his head?
Yeah
Orlando. Dumps. Yeah.
What if one of them bullets had went off?
Yo, that's fucked up.
I was like, what?
Let's start the roulette challenge.
Man, hell nah.
Man, yo, let's start to donate to Forget That Yo challenge.
to be grateful, you take a loaded weapon, one bullet, you spin it, and you pop it once. Ha! And if you pass, then you get to upload the video, and you get to say, be grateful that you're still here, challenge.
That just sounds like all types of bad ideas. A lot of
people, B. Yo, you're trying to get a lot of people shots.
He said if you pass, then you upload the video.
If
y'all want to take a real dive, that's a real challenge.
All you hear on camera is pow,
pow. Nope, you ain't make it.
I did challenge Chris Ellis.
Nope.
To the next one.
Yo, like, that's yo. What if somebody still uploaded the video though?
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, wait a minute! I just seen your
brain.
If he
die,
you know, you know that would the funny part is that would nobody would care about your death no more. Yeah. They'd just be like, "How's the video uploaded?" He was in there by himself. You have a whole thread of people arguing about how the video got uploaded.
It's fake.
It's fake.
How he upload the video? Come on, man.
Who's just gonna upload this after he's dead? Who did this? It'd be funny.
It was a live stream.
Just smooth Cuban beat his whole death. Yeah,
whole death, just whatever. It's how he uploaded this video.
We got voicemail.
Uh oh.
From Shaheen the Dream Washington.
Good morning, Forget That Yo. This your good dude, Shaheen, aka the Black Incredible Hulk. When you see me, you might think that I'm angry. AKA. I'm the answer to the question, who's your daddy? Stone Man, I was telling you about a moving story. I might have to do this in two parts because I done did this 10 times and I kept running out of time. So this might be part two. Anyway, last weekend, we were in the process of moving. And my wife is pregnant and my four boys, the oldest is 13. So they weren't much help as far as moving the stuff out. So I get to the end of the move and we got this big old mattress to get out of the house. And you know, I'm getting the mattress ready. My wife is like, well, why don't you put the plastic on it? And I'm like, well, I was gonna do that once it gets to the stores. She was like, why don't you do that now? And I was like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and do it now. So we get the mattress to the door. My son's helping me, and then we got to get it on the truck. And I could lift the mattress, but you know, I'm tired and drained, so I'm like, okay, son, you're gonna have to help me. Part two, be continued.
Yo, it sounded like it went bad after that.
Oh my god!
So I'm gonna go ahead and spill my take on it first. First, Shaheen fertile.
Then a motherfucker.
Yeah. So my four boys, and she got one in the oven. What?
Man,
he got a starting five.
I know.
For real, yo. Hey, congratulations. Man.
Second,
no. Oh, go ahead.
Secondly, he needed to write that in a script. He did the script for that one. He said, I done did it like 10 times. Keep going.
Keep running out of time.
No, I'm mad because he forgot to sit the second half. After 10, at least upload one of them that you scrap. Now I want to know what happened.
For real, I want to know what happened to this stuff because it sounds like it's going to be good, son.
And I'm with his wife, too, on the...
Yeah, you gotta do that plastic.
Yeah, man, you gotta put that plastic on first, man. What's going on? Oh, no, hold up. We do got more.
Okay.
Oh, they just all went into the same thread. So 20. Oh. Okay, here we go. This is the second part. Oh, man.
Part two. This is Shaheem. One more time with that part two moving story. So, we get it to the door. We get ready to put it on the truck. I'm looking at my son. I'm like, look, no matter what, your mom and I already told you, make sure the plastic stays on the bed. He's like, okay, I got it. And he's one of them 13-year-olds that think they got it, but they really don't. So, that becomes a problem. So, we lift the mattress. It's leaning on the door frame. And so, I'm like, okay, he's got it. And I'm putting most of the weight on me. I'm like, he should have it. So we start walking towards the truck. 10 feet away from the truck, he starts slipping. I'm like, are you about to drop it? And he makes that 13-year-old noise. I'm like, look, if you're about to drop it, make sure it stays on the plastic. He drops the mattress. Guess what? It doesn't stay on the plastic. So I get very upset, real hostile, and start yelling. And then I'm like, you know what, forget that, yo, let me get this mattress myself. I pick the mattress up, I'm hollering at him, pick up the plastic, throw it on the truck of the bed, let's get it. And we do it, get it to the storage. And you know, later on he apologizes and says, you know, I'm sorry for dropping the mattress. I'm like, you know, I don't care if you don't have only but 10% of my strength, if I tell you not to drop the mattress or don't let the mattress fall out of the plastic, don't let the mattress.
Don't let the mat.
It gotta be part three.
It gotta be some more.
It gotta be part three. We're part three.
This is the last part right here. Don't let the mat. I need him to start right with that anger too.
Man, this is a dude, Shaheem. 90 seconds is just not enough time, but I understand why it's only 90 seconds. So anyway, to conclude the story, you know, I was like, man, you know, just when I give you specific directions, I don't care what you do. Just follow those specific directions. If you couldn't carry the mattress, that's fine, but don't let it slip off the plastic. So my son understood, and, you know, we're still friends. But anyway, love the show, man. Like I said, I just really appreciate y'all insight on a lot of topics, y'all the way that y'all approach a lot of different things. I'm sure this episode, the newest one that's out, I'm gonna be rolling, and you know, and I'm broadcast it across the world, so I make sure I share it and keep doing what y'all doing, man. I really do appreciate y'all, what y'all do with the show. It's so great, I love it. Y'all have a great day, and I'll talk to y'all later. All right. Deuces.
Yeah.
You know he said bitch when the voicemail cut him off.
Hell yeah.
So I'm listening to this story and I'm trying to tell you when I tell you to do something, you bitch.
Yo, that was good, man. That was really good.
Hey man, I gotta be on the sun side a little bit, man. I don't think he intentionally bit.
To drop it off the plate.
Drop it off the plate. That bug was getting happy.
Yo, because he said, yo, he made that 13-year-old sound. Yo, that was cold for daddy. It's going.
It's going.
I ain't got it.
And then, I'm mad he ended up carrying it by himself anyway.
But yo,
I thought the story was about to go all bad. Like, he was about to throw it on his back. And it's something going to be in the back, like, looking at his cuticles and stuff. Like, you got this, Pops.
You know what I'm saying? like, yo, I envisioned the mattress just being in the yard. Fuck it. Fuck it.
I wish his wife would have came out and be like, you know what? That mattress, I don't even want that mattress no more.
We just going to buy a new mattress.
Buy a new mattress. He all sweating and stuff, looking like, wait a minute.
It's not worse than moving, and you go to somebody's house and they ask you to move, and you thinking like, all right, I'm gonna come through, I'm gonna pick up the boxes and stuff, we're gonna be good. You get there, ain't shit packed up.
But I ain't did nothing.
Like, what the fuck did you bring me over here for?
Yeah. And then they always got a story make it sound not as bad as it is. No, I mean, it ain't gonna take that long.
It ain't gonna take that long. And then they forget that shit all in the drawers ain't took out.
Man, nah, yo. We went, me and my cousin Jeff went from Kansas City to outside of Chicago. I think it was outside of Chicago. Somewhere in Illinois, man, to help his brother Terry move. They're moving from apartment to apartment in the same complex, just like another building. And he was like, yo, I just want y'all to get the big stuff, and then y'all done. We'll handle the rest, right? Cool. We get there, right? Forgot that Terry was in the Air Force, stationed in Italy.
So all their big stuff was...
He has a marble... dinner tables.
Y'all need to get the big stuff.
Yo, I don't know if y'all know how hard, how heavy marble is, kid. It was so heavy. It was so heavy. And he had like a matching shrunk too.
Oh, man.
And now at this time, man, I'm like 14, 15 years old. Dog, talk about somebody destroyed. I could do it, man. I'm like, yo, man, y'all, I did not sign on for this. If you would have told me this shit was marble and weighed 10,000 pounds, son, I wouldn't have came, man.
Nah.
I'm wondering, my thing is the logistics of how they got that stuff in the first place to even move it out.
Oh, the marble shit?
Yeah.
Oh no, the Air Force moved him there. You know what I'm saying?
Even that.
True that.
You know how you be trying to move shit out, and like the last time I helped somebody move, we was trying to get out they had one of them big curio cabinets from Germany.
Yeah.
You know, them motherfuckers big. Yeah. And we get to the door and we trying to figure out like the fuck? We gotta change this to turn this to the side. We gotta tilt it up. We gotta go 5 feet out, back up, go another.
Turn it again.
Yeah. Like, how the hell did y'all get this in the house in the first place? For you not to know when it come out that this is what we gonna have to do, or we gonna have to go out the back door because the back door is a sliding patio door, and so we could just get out easier that way. But we gotta walk around the whole house through the fence and all that stuff to get it out with this heavy. Yeah, come on, bruh.
Oh, I forget to mention that he was moving from the third floor to the third floor.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Ooh, forget that.
Yeah, yo.
For real, man. I was heated, dog. I was mad, yo.
What did I have? I had a crazy moving story. Oh, I was moving in the same building from the regular level floor to the basement. Apartment.
Yeah.
And I was doing it by myself. So I pretty much I rolled the mattress down there. I was pretty much rolling everything, but I had one of them old school Trinitron joints. And I tried to muscle my way down the stairs to the basement.
Did you drop it?
I dropped it. Oh, and it was three. It was 3 in the morning. Cause I didn't want nobody to see me moving. So I tried to do it 3 in the morning. Dog, when I tell you it sound like a bomb went off, I just ran and sprint up to my room, close the door, and I didn't know what's happening.
You left the TV?
Yeah.
God damn.
I was like, this is too heavy. Ain't nobody coming out here at 3 in the morning trying to handle this TV, so it will be there.
Hell yeah. Yo, like when we left Germany this time, The queen size mattress wouldn't fit down the stairs because the German house, man, the fucking stairwell was real real narrow and shit. I had to take the banister off.
Damn, you did all that?
You know how dangerous that is.
You must have loved that mattress.
Yo, just think about carrying the mattress would have made it. The box spring though. Now, just imagine carrying this big-ass box spring, and you ain't got nothing to lean on your left side. You know what I'm saying? It's a wrap.
This dude is willing to die. for a box spray.
I don't be liking moving people's stuff down steps because you don't got the right partner. They don't be telling you when a step coming.
Man, like, yo, dude, you just got me out here just freestyling, huh?
Yeah.
I remember I was helping my boy move, and every time this dude move, he got to have a cake.
What?
So, he said,
wait a minute.
This fool, and he listened to the show.
A moving cake.
You gotta watch this dude move. He cuts the cakes up in slices. So every time he's moving something, like when he come back in the house, he'll grab a piece of cake.
I got cake OCD.
So I get over there late, and I'm like, oh, this must be, you know, maybe they was doing it. I don't know. They just had a cake. And they just went, maybe it's in the refrigerator. Didn't want it to go bad. So yeah. I walks over to the cake. You know, I got to get to me a slice. Man, I go over there and reach for that corner. His wife was like, no. I'm like, yo, what? Like, is this cake poison or something? She was like, do not touch his corner. So I'm like, dang.
Yo.
is this dude going?
Chicken in his house.
I'm like, this dude must set it off.
Oh,
if you can't. Yeah, you go for the, we'll go for that corner. This dude is about to set the house on fire.
Yo, who the fuck ate the corner piece of cake?
Yo, for real, like, yo, you if ain't nobody catch you and he come back in and see it, he just gonna go just black out. Like, oh, I know one of you motherfuckers didn't.
Don't nothing else move.
Who ate the corner?
Who ate the corner? So then I'm standing there watching. This dude comes in the house for moving, brushes hands off, grabbing me a little piece of that cake, and just keeps it moving. I'm like, man, what is going on in here?
Why is the cake cut in 1,000 pieces? What do you do it every time? I just need a little piece to put in my mouth. That's all.
This is the way I get away with eating snacks. I'm burning calories and eating fat.
Small pieces, baby. Small pieces. Hey, Katie.
Yo.
How was the game, son?
Man, the game was all right.
Working hard all week, just to go home to a lame nigga that's weak. You got your problems, I got my problems too. Babe, we should solve. This what we gon' do? Shake, 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 Shanora. Shake, 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 Shanora. Shake, 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 Shanora.
Baby girl, let me eat, let me beat it up. Let me show you what it's like with a real one. You can tell me when you're done and you had enough. Don't worry about the sheets, I'ma clean it up. Cause I got a few maids for that, I mean it pays a rap. Just tell me when you solo, I'ma ride through clean in the photo. If we can't make the bed, then we hit the flow. Let the panties drop, baby, get on top. Show a real nigga what you working with. Take advantage of the moment, I can tell that you want it. By the way that you're shaking, you're moaning. You're sexy as hell with your clothes on, but you even look better with your pants off. Luther Vandross with the sex on. Glad it's night that we get it on.
You've been working hard all week, just to go home to a lame nigga that's weak. You got your problems, I got my problems too. Babe, we should solve. This what we gon' do. Shake, 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 Shanora. Shake, 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 Shanora. Shake, 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 Shanora. Shake, Shanora.
You find a cell, you find a cell. A blind man can see that. Your sex is a drug, I need me some. Tell your homegirls, you'll be right back. I'll show you things that your boyfriend can't. Roll that weed, pour this drink. Pull your weave, hold your waist. Put that ass in my face. Cause I can read your mind. I know it's been a minute, baby. Waste no time. Let a nigga get it.
free your mind.
Free your mind.
Baby, this real pimping. It's the money of a hoes, but it's hoes under women. And you something like my girl. But that nigga that you came with, wanna show you the world, make you twirl. Use no hands, baby, don't slip. In my room is where you wants to be. I mean, possibly, can I see you naked?
Naked.
I love when you shake it, bend that back, don't break it, nah.
You've been working hard all week, just to go home to a lame nigga that's weak. You got your problems, I got my problems too. Baby, we should settle. This what we gon' do. Shake, 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 Shanora. Shake, 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 Shanora. Shake, 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 Shanora. Ooh, shake, Shanora.